The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Gareth Mullins, normally your arrival into studio means I get very excited because you bring with you delicious treats that I eat. I couldn't be happier to be 240 kilometres away from you right now as you start a conversation with me about mussels and how they can taste like anything other than weird, gristly, little slimy things.
You're not a fan, I take it.
Ever so slightly not. No, I didn't hear you giving out about it all morning.
And you know, the funny thing was, we were doing chocolate fondant, but we were told to change because we heard your love of mussels was so strong.
It's just, no, I just can't bring myself to do it. I've tasted one. I can say that with certainty. I've never tasted an oyster because they really make me want to vom. But mussels, even if they're cooked in garlic and butter and all the things I normally like, I just can't bring myself to it. Yeah, what makes a good mussel for you?
I suppose the reason why I wanted to cover this recipe this week is that there's a lot of people on staycations around the country and in ports and locks around the place where there is mussels for sale. So they are an easy thing to cook, but there is a couple of golden rules that you need to follow if you are cooking them. And the first one is always with seafood is buy it fresh as possible and get it into the fridge as quick as you can before you're going to cook it. And I would generally say with mussels, if you're buying mussels today, you're either going to be cooking them today or definitely cooking them tomorrow. So they're the first two things that I want to talk about. The other thing then is then to prep a mussel, sometimes they have a little beard hanging out of them. It's just a little, it looks like a little piece of string or a little piece of rope. You just need to pull that out of them and then we want to throw it into some cold water. And throw it into the cold water.
Stupid question. Are they dead at this point or are they still alive?
No, they're alive. They're alive. So that's what I was just about to say. So when we get them into the water then, we're just going to make sure that we wash anything off them because, you know, mussels, fresh mussels actually have a very clean type of a taste to them. They don't have a real fishy taste. And that's why I'm kind of surprised to hear that you are such a mussel.
I think it's a texture thing. It's a texture thing as opposed to taste, yeah.
Yeah, so after we get them into the cold water, we need to think about how we're going to cook them. So some olive oil into a pan, and we're going to cook about 2 kilos of mussels. This will be enough for 4 to 6 people. You want a good glug of olive oil, so like 125 mils, which is like, I suppose it's 5 or 6 tablespoons into a pan. We're going to add in some chopped garlic and some chopped shallots, and we're going to saute that quickly. If you like a little bit of heat, this is where we're going to add in some chopped chili, and then we're going to saute that again for another minute. In with a glass full of dry white wine, squeeze the lemon juice, and then we're going to throw the mussels in that we've drained out of the water at this stage and pop a lid on. And then we're going to steam them in this white wine and garlic and shallot and chili mix for about 3 to 4 minutes. And then that whole pot, you take the lid off, the pot and everything goes to the table. And what I'm suggesting that we make with this is a tomato bruschetta, so, which is just a baguette that we slice into 6 or 8 pieces, lay out onto a tray, drizzle with some olive oil and salt and pepper, pop it into a preheated oven at 160 degrees for about 6 to 8 minutes, and that's going to be the bread that we can use to soak up the mussel juice, and also the tomato mix that we're going to put on top of that is 200 grams of ripe tomatoes, some Parmesan cheese, a little bit more olive oil and some balsamic vinegar, salt, loads of black pepper and some chopped basil.
Yeah,
so you're still not sold. I can hear
no,
it.
No, four minutes. It's only 3 to 4 minutes. I mean, they go from being alive to being edible very quickly, don't they?
Yeah, and like the thing is, if you overcook them, they're going to start tasting what you think they taste like, kind of rubbery and chewy. You want them that they're just that the shell's all steam open. If the shell isn't opened, it goes in the bin. That's the golden rule. If it hasn't opened up, it means it was dead and you can't eat it.
Does that mean they're all trying to escape as you're steaming them alive? Is that what's happening
exactly.
there? Yeah.
No, they're just locking up when you can't open it. So they're no good. Don't eat them. And then the other thing is when you boil them live and you get them back home and they're in the little bag, when you're prepping them or when you're washing them, if you tap them off the table and the shell doesn't close, it means they're dead and that goes in the bin as well.
Okay. So you have to be very careful. I mean, you don't want to eat a dead one.
No, I mean, it's not good if you eat them. I mean, the key with mussels and any crustaceans, really, like lobsters or clams or razor clams, any of these type of things, get them fresh and then cook them quick and hot and then eat them as quick as you can. That's generally the key. You don't have to eat them.
Lobster, Lobster, I had a phobia about, but I got over that because lobster tastes fabulous. It really does.
What got you over it?
I don't know. I think it was a good chef. I think it was a good lobster bisque that was put in front of me. And I went, you know, that actually looks tasty and I'll eat that. But it's just, and I had a seafood thing growing up that I convinced myself the only fish I liked were fish fingers, which is, again, that is fairly, that's a Philistine's approach. But now I'll eat most fish.
Yeah, but it's common enough here in Ireland, you know. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't eat. And the reality is we've some of the best fish in the world, you know. So, and if mussels are too far of a stretch for you, you can follow the exact same recipe but replace them with clams, and clams are a little bit more subtle in flavour. And if you wanted to turn this into a pasta dish, I would just say blanch off a little bit of spaghetti, so 6 to 8 minutes cook some spaghetti, and then throw the spaghetti in on top of the mussels, and then you're going to have this wonderful mussel or clam dish, if you wish. So I would say don't be afraid of them.
Gareth, I wonder, do you know what it is? I'm just, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it might be the physical act of removing the mussel from the shell and then eating it straight away. I think that's actually what's putting me off. I wonder, if you threw it onto a load of pasta and I was presented with it, I'd probably be fine with it. I think it's just a physical thing that has me turning against.
I think the next time you're in Dublin, you need to come in to me and I'm going to cook some mussels for you, and then we're going to see, can we flip the script on this one? Because
if there was a camera in the studio right now, you'd have seen my facial expressions as you were describing how to cook them. And,
no,
and
I heard you at 7 o'clock this morning giving out about it, and I was like, all right, that's how today's going to go.
I'm not alone, because initially lots of people were calling me a Philistine. Jonathan, you Philistine, mussels are parcels of alien deliciousness, says one texter. But there are others who agree with me. Mussels remind me of the scarabs, the flesh-eating insects from the Mummy movies, says one listener. And Clodagh, who's here in Cork as well, says, completely agree with the horrid mussels. As for oysters, snot in a shell. And that is a beautifully descriptive thing to describe an oyster, isn't it?
Again, the tact I always take with somebody with oysters is if you find them a little bit difficult to eat raw, it's definitely start off with eating them cooked. So have oysters Rockefeller, or have oysters Monet, or, you know, have them poached in a way.
That sounds like there's a lot of drink involved to try and get you over the hump,
is it? A lot
of
drink. Drink helps everything. <you know. laughs>
And on that note, Gareth Mullins, up the marker. Thanks very much for joining. Pleasure as always. I will try at some stage and taste oysters in a controlled environment with a bucket nearby. All of the programme.